the helicopter banks into a turning descent above Mendenhall Glacier. Gigantic undulating swells or mounds of ice ripple as far as the eye can see. Bad things can happen if we land on a slippery, uneven surface and just turn off the engine. So this is my introduction to a hot offload. The pilot touches the helicopter's skids to the ice, but keeps the rotors going for what is essentially a supported hover. She waits for us passengers to hop out with our gear. We crouch down on the ice as the noise and rotor wash beats down on us from above. A thumbs up to the pilot, and she takes the helicopter up like a rocket. By comparison, virtual silence out here on the ice. Only other sounds I hear now is a large distant waterfall, a nearby stream, and the two scientists I've tagged along with. Aaron Jacobs is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. Christian Keenholz is a research assistant professor at the University of Alaska Southeast.
Yes. And what's your specialty?
Glaciology. So he's a hydrologist and I'm a glaciologist, which is ideal here.
We're near the origin of a recent phenomenon called a jökulhlaup. That's Icelandic for a glacial dam release. The source is Suicide Basin, a giant, steep-sided, ice-carved valley adjacent to the glacier. Suicide Basin is so big that you can fit inside as many as 100 copies of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Keenholz says meltwater from the Juneau ice field accumulates in the bottom of the basin every summer.
What drained last year, the amount of water was actually more than 10,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
10,000?
10,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools, yeah. And we think that this year we have about the same amount, maybe a little bit less water, but kind of the same.
Mendenhall Glacier flows right past the open end of Suicide Basin, essentially acting as a giant ice dam. The glacier used to block or trap any water, but Jacobs says the water sometimes finds a path under or through the glacier.
That piping will continue to get larger and larger. So it starts small after the ice dam hole that is being enlarged, bigger and bigger, you get more flow. So that exponentially just starts ramping up and getting more and more.
When it starts, Jacob says it may be obvious in Mendenhall Lake. A lot of turbid or cloudy water may rapidly flow out of the glacier's face like a creek or a waterfall. The first event that flooded Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River in 2011 was a big surprise.
First year we had a flood, I always tell people we woke up to what calls from the weather service saying, hey, the river's flooding and it's not raining and we don't know where the water's coming from.
That's Tom Matisse, Juneau's emergency programs manager in his office back at City Hall. There have been at least six additional jökulhlaups since 2011. So Matisse says Juneau City government partnered with other agencies to set up a camera and water gauge in the basin and send up scientists on a regular basis.
Now we're able to say Suicide Basin has released, water levels will be increasing. You've got 24 hours to get your sandbags out, surround your garage, and do what you need to do to protect your infrastructure.
Right now, only a small amount of water is spilling over the ice dam and running down along the edge of the glacier. Granite boulders dot the glacier's edge, some as big as a car, some balanced precariously on an end. The rocks have been carried down by the glacier for miles. Keenholz takes pictures of the spillover in the glacier's edge and sets up an instrument for measuring the water level and ice dam erosion. He then uses a drone to take overlapping high-resolution photos of the entire basin. Software will turn these photos into a super detailed computer 3D model, which provides important information about how much water could flow into Mendenhall Lake.
Yeah, so you need a powerful computer to process the data.
This year's jökulhlaup has not happened as expected. Scientists believe that's because the glacier is constantly changing and has been thinning so much recently. Keenholz expected a jökulhlaup shortly after water started spilling over the ice dam July 7th. A recent calving event near the ice dam may have temporarily blocked the water flow. There's also less water in the basin this year, and that could mean less water pressure to force open that big pipe. So for now, all anyone can do is just watch and wait. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.